Let's go to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. And, of course, we're all excited that the Mavericks somehow landed the first overall pick and they take Cooper Flagg. Cooper's now in town. He's gearing up for a summer league. And you might not know this, but he actually has a twin. And on our hotline right now is that twin, Ace Flagg.
Whoa.
Ace, thanks for the time this morning. We do appreciate it.
Sweet spot. What's up, dude?
How are you, Ace?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm glad to know that the muses are going to start keeping the same schedule as school teachers. At least they got YouTube bros holding down mornings. By the way, I got to mention, I'm Cooper's real brother, not a brother in the way Daddy calls any dude who sees who can invite him to a cookout, you know, like black guys.
Yeah,
I get it, though. I mean, Cooper used to be the same way, you know, playing basketball and all that. Then Jameer Nelson's kid got called bro one too many times and he kicked Cooper's ass. But they're cool now, though.
That's not good if Cooper's getting into fights. Surely you're around to help him out, though, because aren't you a basketball player, too?
Wow, good question, man. Great question, honestly.
Okay,
yeah,
Nico.
I play, too. Yeah, you know, it's a little tougher for me, though, because I don't know if you know this. Cooper got all the height. You know, he's 6'8", 6'9", whatever. Man, I'm barely 5'5" in these high heels.
We're visiting with Ace Flagg, the twin brother of Cooper Flagg. I think you're taller than 5'5". Interesting revelation there. Imagine being twins, you had to compete a lot. I mean, you have to be super competitive growing up and maybe even to this day, right?
Well, not as good of a question, but I'll answer it anyway.
I thought it was good,
yeah,
Sean.
Dude, we've always competed for stuff, you know, dating back to when we were little kids. I mean, dude. Cooper was such a competitor, man. He wouldn't even let me play with our childhood dog.
Why not?
Well, Mom knew I was going to suck pretty early on, so they got a family dog around when we were born, and, yeah, Cooper wouldn't even let me play with it. Good call on his part, though, because sometimes I'd find myself looking at the dog and then looking at a jar of Jiffy in the pantry and just seeing where the night takes us.
Okay, that's a bingo there, and out of curiosity, I want to learn about you guys. What kind of dog was it? Did it have a name? Like, please tell me more.
Another bad question. It seems like you're just using what I'm saying to act like you know Cooper whenever you interview him, but that's all cool. Daddy always said he wanted a bigger dog, so we had a German Shepherd that Daddy named Giant Flag.
Okay, this is Ace Flag, the funniest of the Flag brothers, joining us. Famously, you guys are from Maine. Do you have a bunch of family up there?
Wow, back at it. Another good question, Mino. You're bringing it, dude. Yeah, actually, our great-grandparents, they settled here like, I don't know, 100 years ago or something. Hugh J and Ima Flag, they're pretty well-known around these parts. Anyway, some might call this the flag capital of the world.
Okay, I think you need to be a little careful, Ace, and you might not be talking on these airwaves again.
I guess I could be careful, or you could, you know, not tell me what to do again, either one. Anyway, I'll be heading down there to the Big G, man. Just, I'll come up that way and, by the way, if you want to use Big D, I just came up with that. See if it catches on.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Trademark that.
Anyway, yeah, I'm going to be staying down there with Cooper, actually.
What are your plans when you come down here? Do you have something in mind you want to do first?
Bro, seriously, in my 18 years on this planet, that might be the best question I've ever heard.
I mean,
you should be proud of that.
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, Ace.
Are you kidding me?
We're bros now.
Just amazing. But yeah, to answer your question, I think you asked me what I planned on doing first when I get here.
That's right.
Page Beckers.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're her type.
Yeah, you might run into a wall there. We're going to have to maybe wrap this up here and let you go there, Ace.
Look. I'm just saying, man, we could be a power couple as long as she's down for a little ace up her sleeve. Right, Daddy?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the time today. We're going to have to let you go. And thanks for calling
in. Hold on. Don't let me go just yet. I gotta say something. Before I go, I noticed Monty sure hasn't been talking a whole lot.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Hey, dude, just want to hit you with some advice. Hope you're not going to be a little bitch about it.
Yeah, what's that, Ace?
Not everyone has to try an 840 character, bro.
All right, man, I got some time later if you want to come by and kiss my ass, Chief.
All right, Ace out. See ya.
All right, well, thank you, Ace. He's very...
very entitled,
yeah,
young man.
Like, what's he done?
Having a famous twin brother.
Isn't he going to play college basketball in Maine? That's not quite
probably
what Cooper did.
He's really on board with you, though, Mino.
Yeah, yeah. He loved your questions.
We're instant friends. My 18-year-old friend.
No, good question.
Nico is rubbing off on him, I guess, already.
Already. That's too bad.